Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Wednesday, May the 20th, as we just start taking baby steps in talking about and reflecting on the Holy Spirit. We want to take things very slow, little bit by little bit, almost like learning a golf swing. That may sound like a silly example, but when we learn a golf swing, it's best to take it very slowly at first and make sure that we get the first 1, 2, 3 correctly. Because if we rush and try and learn 12 things all of a sudden, we might hit a decent shot here or there, but chances are we're going to learn it incorrectly and have to go back later and relearn it. So it's good to have the very basics down first. That's why I've been talking about the foundation of the Holy Spirit being what Jesus already has done, our being open to his love and mercy, and our desire to be close to God. We need to give ourselves a little bit of extra time and a little bit of an honest check to make sure that our desire is to be close to God and that we don't have, even if it's subtle or subconscious, a desire for power, a desire for special abilities or special gifts, or a desire in any way to feel superior to other people. It's good to remember one of the actual meanings or aspects of the word humility. Humility doesn't mean being a doormat. It's related to the word humus, meaning earth. The idea is that God is the gardener and we are the soil. Not that we're worthless dirt, but that we're soil that God can work with and turn over and do something with. So, no, we don't want to start off thinking about the Holy Spirit from a position of ego or power or superiority. We also don't want to be overly afraid if the Holy Spirit also dwells a little bit inside of each one of us. We don't want to be egotistical about it, but we don't want to be afraid either. I'll say more next time, but a good way of thinking about it is to be, yes, in awe and wonder that the Holy Spirit dwells even inside of us, but to be not just humbled, but to be honored by the thought. Yes, it's all about Jesus, starting with God's love and mercy, our need for God's love and mercy, our desire to be close to God, not a desire to be powerful or special. But we don't have to be scared either. When we accept the fact that God even dwells inside of us, we should be in awe of that and also honored and grateful and joyful. That's the 1, 2, 3 starting place of the golf swing. We'll chat more later. Have a wonderful night.